USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House has approved an emergency declaration for Texas as a winter storm hits the state with record cold and snowfall. The declaration allows federal assistance to help state and local response efforts to the storm. Many areas in Texas and across the South are expecting several inches of snow and dangerously cold temperatures over the next few days. The National Weather Service says some parts of Texas will see wind chills near 10 degrees below zero on Monday. Some parts of the Great Plains and Great Lakes areas are also expecting up to a foot of snow on Monday and Tuesday. And for the first time in several months, the United States is averaging fewer than 100,000 new cases of COVID-19 per day. Even with that positive news, health experts are warning that infections still remain high and precautions against the virus still need to be taken. The U.S. is still averaging around 2,500 deaths from COVID per day, down from a peak of more than 3,000 earlier in the winter. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credit. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
There could be further fallout from the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump, according to South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
Senator Graham tells Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has hurt the party in the 2022 elections by blasting former President Donald Trump, saying it would be used against them in campaign ads. The Senate acquitted Trump of inciting the riot at the U.S. Capitol, falling 10 votes shy of the two-thirds majority.
The process they used to impeach this president was an affront to rule of law. He's the first president to ever be impeached without a lawyer, without a witness, without an ability to confront those against him, and the trial record was a complete joke, hearsay upon hearsay, and we've opened Pandora's box to future presidents.
McConnell said Trump's, quote, crescendo of conspiracy theories caused the insurrection, but he voted to acquit because the Constitution does not permit the Senate to punish someone no longer in office. Seven Republicans found Trump guilty.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Joe Biden has signed another executive order, this one having to do with faith. Jeremy Scott has the story from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The White House is relaunching the Office of Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships, a 20-year-old initiative put in place by President George W. Bush. President Biden signed an executive order Sunday to relaunch the office aimed at fostering cooperation between the federal government and faith-based and secular community organizations. In a statement, the White House promised a commitment to our cherished guarantees of church-state separation and freedom for people of all faiths and none. They plan to address the COVID-19 pandemic and boost economic recovery, combat systemic racism, increase opportunity and mobility for historically disadvantaged communities, and strengthen pluralism. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
On the college hardwood Sunday, number 3 Michigan rallied to beat number 21 Wisconsin 67-53, their first game after a 3-week layoff due to COVID. The school put a pause on all athletic activities after several positive cases of the UK variant of the coronavirus. The Wolverines' last game before Sunday was a win over Purdue on January 22nd. And one other game in the top 25 as number 22 Loyola Chicago fell in overtime to Drake 51-50. And after a more than 5-hour rain delay, the 2021 Daytona 500 finally finished under the lights with Michael McDowell capturing the checkered flag. Austin Dillon was second, Chase Elliott third, and Denny Hamlin, who won stages 1 and 2, finished fourth. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.